60. With this new beach yacht and country club development.
You were looking for an affidavit?
This application, there was a request for, the Mr. Schaub made presentation on the application.
Yeah.
The applicant, Mr. Talinky, could not be present, and Mr. Schaub stated he could provide an affidavit. It was tabled again a few weeks ago since the affidavit not been received. We do have an affidavit. Jamie, you also forwarded, did you forward it just to us or did you forward it to the members?
I just forwarded it to you, Mr. Lank. It was forwarded to our office. I wasn't sure if the planning and zoning office had received it, so.
But we did receive an affidavit in support of variance application. It's actually the state of New York, county of New York, and it's Mr. Talinky was sworn. It's notarized. It states he's the owner. He makes reference to a settlement survey. I did not build the home, so I did not cause this problem. The situation is unique in that the property has an odd shape, and the builder obviously tried to build the home parallel to the side property line, but missed by a small amount. The encroachment has not adversely affected any other person or property for all the years that it has existed. The character of the neighborhood will not be adversely affected if the variance is granted, because this very minimal encroachment has existed for many years without issue. It would be very expensive to try to correct the encroachment because it would involve the removal of the corner, a corner of my home. If the variance is not granted, I will have the additional hardship that I may not be able to sell my home because of the encroachment. I planned on attending the hearing on September 9th, but last minute changes to my work schedule. I'm a medical doctor, prevented me from driving from New York City where I live and work, and it is notarized.
Okay.
Basically, he said what Mr. Schaub said in the presentation of the public hearing.
Okay, gentlemen, we got what we had asked for.
Yep. He had originally asked for, in my nature,
1 foot variance.
1 foot variance from the required 15 foot side yard setback.
Okay. Discussion, Mr. Workman?
I'm fine with it.
Mr. Hutz?
I'm fine.
Mr. Mills?
I don't recall not having any problem with it.
I don't either.
It doesn't appear in the public hearing. He just wanted the affidavit to confirm the attorney's statements. It's been the policy of the board.
Yep. Okay. There being no further discussion, and if the board is ready to vote.
Motion to approve case number 11,260.
I have a second to that motion.
Is there a basis for the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Yep. Upon receiving an affidavit requested by the board, I make a motion we approve case number 11,260. I believe the applicant has proven uniqueness that cannot otherwise be developed in strict conformity with the code. The lot is an odd-shaped lot. It's on a cul-de-sac, I believe. It wasn't created by the applicant. I don't believe it's been there for some time. It won't create alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief.
Here we go. Have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,260. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
I'm Mr. Calloway for the previous reasons that have been stated by Mr. Hudson. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,260 is approved.
There was a case that we heard last hearing for frontage presented by, Gundala Erickson, presented by Jim Fuquay. Is that still, did we table that?
That's been rescheduled. I think it's for the next hearing.
Okay.
The advertising was the issue on that one.
Okay.
The one we advertised in the other tree.
So it's been, I believe it's scheduled for the next, Mr. Lank.
I just didn't want to throw it away if we're still using it. Thank you.
If there's no further business, Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
A second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Meeting adjourned, subject to call.